T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Mueller report set to be released in just a matter of hours. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us on the line now. Brad, what should we expect in this report?
Well, I don't know that you're going to see anything that you would go, oh my goodness. I do think you're going to get some definition and detail about how far the Mueller team were able to go on a number of fronts. Obviously, sort of the criminal investigative side of this, where they, you know, ultimately prosecuted a number of people. Still, some people that cases have not been completely resolved. You know, how deep did they really were able to go into this connection between Russia and Russia's influence on the election? And obviously, I think there'll be a fair amount of information about their investigation of the president in reference to obstruction of justice. And, you know, will it be anything new? I don't know about new, but certainly, as I said earlier, more detail.
Brad, why would the attorney general hold a news conference before its release?
My sense would be to sort of direct this in one sort of line of thinking before it's released, and maybe also to let us know that he did his best job of leaving in as much as he could. You know, once you take out grand jury testimony and sensitive intelligence information about how information got to Mueller, in other words, the way it was collected, and the protection of people that are, there's cases still pending against, that, you know, the rest of us, that he's going to let us read the rest of it. But that's why I think it's supposed, transparency is the word I'm looking for. That's what he's, maybe his goal this morning.
When we look at the reaction that's about to come out to this report, you've seen reports that might be similar to this. We're talking hundreds of pages and a lot of legalese, I'm sure, within it. How long might it take to get an actual good grasp of what is inside of it?
I think it'll take a little while. Now, keep in mind that people that are very knowledgeable about what has already transpired through indictments, through other information that's now in the public forum, that, you know, they are going to be able to zoom in quicker as to, you know, this is new information. This is, you know, potentially could be further investigated, or it raises questions about X, Y, and Z. So if he releases the report at 11 to 12 noon, you know, I guess by mid-afternoon, you're going to get some pretty specific information from people who are knowledgeable of this case.
Brad, we appreciate it. That's Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.